This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Saya Zunar. Saya adalah kartunis politik. Saya telah melukis kartun selama 20 tahun untuk negara saya, Malaysia. Ini adalah watak-watak penting dalam arena politik Malaysia.
Good afternoon, this is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, and I'm Juliet Jacobs. We're continuing our collaboration with the folks from the Freedom Film Network, revisiting past films that were made over the last two decades, which tackled various human rights issues in Malaysia. So today we're going to talk about the 2014 short documentary, Fight Through Cartoon, which features the story of local political cartoonist Zulkifli Anwar Ul Haq, better known to all of us as Zunar. So the award-winning Zunar is perhaps best known for his witty and provocative cartoons that tackle issues of abuse of power and corruption by our local authorities. And with the personal slogan, "How can I be neutral? Even my pen has a stand," Zunar has continued to speak truth to power through his artworks, despite being arrested, harassed, and unfairly targeted. So Zunar joins me now to share more about the power of cartoons and why he keeps doing what he's doing. Welcome, Zunar. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you. Thank you, Juliet. Yeah. Thank you for having me too.
Yeah, so it's really lovely to have you on the show, Zunar. I'm a huge fan, and I can't wait to talk to you. I know you need no introduction, you know, to most people, of course, but just for the benefit of those who may not know all the details, can you please share, you know, how you got into cartooning and how you actually kickstarted your career as a cartoonist?
Yeah, actually, it started very early, as early even I can't remember how early it was. But my cartoon was first published when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
In the magazine. So that this means that it started earlier than that. Yeah. So those days, they got all magazine, yeah, they have a cartoon column. Mm-hmm. This is 1974. Then I continue to draw cartoon, then get published. I'm very happy. Then, you know, the most award during that time, or reward during that time, was when you got a free magazine from the company with complimentary rubber stamp, complimentary. Well, I will go, you know, to show to everybody to my kampung that look, how do you get this? You cannot get this, you know, this only special person got it. So, of course, during that time, it's only, you know, it's a normal cartoon role for fun. Mm-hmm. But my cartoon got banned. First, this is important because from a normal cartoon, from a just draw cartoon for fun and love, and I'm entering a bit different type of cartoonings. That means cartoon with message. Mm-hmm. So I first got banned when I was 17 years old in school magazine.
Okay.
Where I criticized the teacher in the school magazine cartoons. So, you know, in 5 years, then I start to develop, to put some messages. But I took science. Mm-hmm. I never take art in my school, and I don't have any formal education in art.
No training as such, right?
Yeah, there's no science, no art subject.
Okay.
In science stream. So, but while I'm studying, I still continue to draw until the university. Then get published, you know, magazine once in a while, get published. Not only once in a while, then sometimes become very regular publishing, you know, I got regular. And my first job after finish university, actually it's not finished, only 1 year, then I chabut. I don't want to continue. Because science subject is not
your thing,
you know. You know, I also had interest in art, so it could be some clashing here. Mm. But then I, of course, because my result was good, was very good. So I my first job was at the hospital. Mm-hmm. I worked in the hospital called University Hospital, now known as PTUM. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So during that time when I first got job. In 20, you know, my age of maybe about 20, early 20s. I at the same time, I already have a column in the cartoon magazine. Mm-hmm. So I just fill up columns. I mean, so to make it easy, daytime, I do all hospital works. Okay. You know, lab, checking everything, blood checking everything. And night, I draw cartoon. And because those commitments has become bigger and bigger, cartoon commitment, yeah, become bigger and bigger. And at one point, it's come to point that I start to, you know, I start to focus more on drawing cartoon until I lost my arithmetic sense.
Oh, okay.
So, I mean, numbers, about numbers. So this is very, very dangerous for hospital work. Whereas I work in a lab where doctors depends on me, on my report about the patient. So I do a lot of tests for the patient. Then I started to make mistakes.
Oh, okay.
So this is dangerous and very, very dangerous for patient life.
Yes.
You do mistake. Then, of course, during that time, I'm in dilemma because this hospital job is a government job, and it's very secure. And of course, my both late parents say, no, you don't, this is very secure job. You know, every parent will hope that their child will got a very secure job for everything.
Yeah.
But at the end, because of that, because of the clash of numbers, I resigned. I think this is in 1985 or something like that.
Okay.
So I started to become a full-time cartoonist, but not under payroll.
Okay.
So at the end, okay, to make it short, then I start to draw cartoon for Gila Gila magazine. And also, my cartoon was not very popular. People don't like my cartoon because my cartoon is always about satire, some political a bit during that time, which is, and then about social commentary, which is not for that audience of that magazine. Most of them are teenagers.
Mm.
So then I said, no, I need to work in newspaper.
Okay.
This is IT more. But again, when I joined Straits Times, Berita Harian and Straits Times, in 1990, I joined them. But again, there's another problem I have where there's so many censorship, so many do's and don'ts.
Yeah.
You can draw this, you cannot draw this, you know. At the end, I lasted only 6 months.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Then I again quit. And then during that time, I already have in my mind, I somehow retired because I said, look, there's no place for me. To draw this type of cartoon, there is no place in Malaysia. Because, okay, if you say, I try to send to another paper, also the same thing. Because, you know, during this time, papers or very few papers, they have all the same policy, editorial policy.
Yeah.
You cannot draw prime minister, you cannot draw this minister, you can draw a small thing, but not this. So, at the end, I somehow retired. And, but 1998, during the reformasi era, I make a comeback. And during that time, we already have internet, yeah?
Yes.
So this is giving more freedom to draw whatever to draw. Mm-hmm. So this is how it started.
Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, the internet was, a whole different thing, you know, it was a change to democracy. It was a change in the way people received and communicated information. So, I mean, that was a complete change, isn't it? But how would you describe your personal philosophy when it comes to your work as a cartoonist, especially, you know, when you made that comeback during the Reformasi period, you know, how would you describe it?
Okay, to start with, I would like to go back to the, you know, about the, what is talent? Because, you know, somebody say you have a talent in drawing, some don't have, you don't have, of course, I have.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very, very important point of view. I consider myself special because I was born with this talent.
Yeah.
And I not go to university to learn how to be talented. There's no university can offer you that course. There's no. To improve your talent, yes, but to be talented, no. So it means, what it means by that? It means that this is God-given talent. When you're born, remember I mentioned very early I started to draw.
That's right.
That means nobody taught me how to draw. And I even took science stream. Then there's no formal education in art. But again, I know how to draw because it was a God-given talent. So this is my philosophy started from here. Even though I thought about it later, but this is how it is important, that this is it means that this talent is not yours. Talent is God-given. So it comes from philosophy of, it means that talent is not a gift, but talent is a responsibility. So that's why I said, look, I know how to draw. And this medium is very powerful medium. Everybody agree that cartoon is very powerful medium. So I need to use this for the benefit of the country, benefit of others, not my benefit, no, at all. So I don't get paid, no problem. But the important thing is, can you make change? So that is why when I come, I said, look, I need to draw something. I need to educate people about what happening in Malaysia. So that is why I said, in order to do that, I have to make my stand very clear. Now, if I myself not clear, blur, then how do I ask people to change? No, you can't. So you need to make my stand. I need to make my stand clear. Then I came up with a philosophy called, how can I be neutral? Even my pen has a stand. This is not only for the people. This is not only for the lay person. It's also for the artists. Because I'm annoyed. I'm very not happy because there are many artists in Malaysia who don't want to make sense and don't want to use art for the purpose of the one I do. Yeah. So I'm not forcing them to do, but look, the situation in Malaysia is very bad now. And from that time until now, still the same.
Yeah.
And there are some artists who are very proud to show the picture of how they sell the painting for 100,000, 50K. I'm not, say I'm not envy or jealous. Yes, go ahead, make money, that's good. But what is your contribution to the society in terms of democracy and human rights? So this is my question. That's why I come up with this. Also for the people, for the layperson, and also for the artist, how can I be neutral even my pen has a stand?
Okay. It reminds me of this other saying by Howard Zinn, how can I be neutral on a moving train? Yeah, you know, like, how can you, you know, not take a stand, isn't it?
That's right. I mean, because when the society, look, this is how the people don't see it clearly. You know, I was overseas even recently, after the travel ban was lifted. You know, I was in Addis Ababa. And in the university, people are still confused between, I'm talking about journalism student. Mm-hmm. They're still confused whether you have to be neutral, balanced, objective, and or you need to make a stand. This is something that really, really important. And I believe this also happened in university in Malaysia, which I'm not have a chance to go and talk to them, but the same thing. People don't understand this concept. People say that you need to be neutral. You need to be balanced. You need to be objective, you know, give both sides the same treatment. So this is, I would like to say yes, but not at every occasion. When you have a moral crisis in front of you, you need to make a stand. I mean, very simple analogy to support this. Let's say I'm at the bus stop, you know, beside me a lady with a bag, and bag here, and then come a marumpit and snatch the bag in front of me. Are you going to say I'm neutral? I'm trying to balance. No, that's totally wrong. You need to go and have that lady. You know, and then this is the philosophy. Then the risk is there. Means that if that got weapon, then you might got hurt or something like that. But that's you need to do. And what happens if you're not doing it? This means that you give a signal to this marumpit that people in Malaysia are very balanced and they will, you know, so I can go and do it again. And the same thing when you in politics, same thing. People say, okay, you are not, you know, you are not saying anything when I start to corrupt 100 or 1,000 ringgit, so I corrupt more until that's why in Malaysia it become billion.
Yeah.
It become billion. And I also very, I think that people who don't want to make stand, don't want to make stand clear, sometimes it's an escapism. So you don't need to stay, you don't need to do anything. So you concentrate on myself, you concentrate on yourself, or you're very selfish. You say, yeah, you come across to this word people say, yeah. Why you want to make noise some more? You know, I have a car, I have a proper house, I have a good living, you know, everything is already good for me.
Yeah.
What am I meant to complain for? Yes, for yourself maybe. But how about the people around you? You see, look at the society. So for me this is why it is very, very important to make your step clear.
Okay. All right. We're going to go for a quick ad break, but when we come back, I'm going to talk to you a little bit about, you know, how you go about creating your cartoons. I'm speaking today to Zuna. He's a political cartoonist. We're talking about, you know, how his philosophy and why he decides to fight through cartoon, which is also the title of his 2014 documentary about his work. We'll continue that discussion after this quick break. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Why pinch when you can punch? Kenapa cubit kalau kita boleh tumbuk? So dengan cara menumbuk, barulah sasaran kita akan mengenal. Dan sekiranya sasaran kita kena, barulah karya-karya kita dapat menggugat sasaran.
How can I be neutral? Even my pen has a stand.
Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the line today is Zulkifli Anwar Ul Haq, better known as Zuna. He's a political cartoonist. He has faced all sorts of harassment. He's been arrested, detained. He's had his works confiscated. You name it, it's happened to him. But he continues to speak truth to power through his cartoons. And he documented, you know, some of his works and some of the struggles he went through in the 2014 short documentary Fight Through Cartoon. And we're going to talk a bit about that after this. But Zuna, maybe we can just quickly learn about, you know, how you draw your cartoons. And this is something that you talk about in the film. Like, you don't do it lightly. You know, you do a lot of research. You know, you put a lot into it. Can you share, you know, that process?
Yeah, the process of drawing cartoons for me, maybe it's different from other cartoons. I don't know whether they do it or not.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I need to draw. The important thing is I draw from my heart.
Okay.
So this is how important to draw cartoon. So the process is like this, you know, because it's involved in first of all is current issues, or many of them corruption issues. So this is a very complicated issue for others. For some, this is very, very complicated. Even we talk about YNDD as example. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I was once invited to go to the briefing for the YNDB case.
Okay.
And the money trail, how the money traveled from this place to this place, from there, all sort of jargon, economic jargon came out.
Okay.
I got a headache after that when I see all the video. So that means this is very, very complicated. And it made complicated for us, so people get lost, you know. So this, first of all, this is very important issue, very sensitive issue, a very complicated issue. So I focus on this. So that's why, first of all, for me, before I draw, I need to make my fact clear. I need to make first.
Of course.
So to check, sometimes I need to read, refer. To, of course, now lucky we have internet. It's very simple to go and check everything. And then it's sometimes not enough. It's involved someone I know. I will call that person personally to say, okay, I read a report like this. Is this what you really mean? I need to understand. So then when I got all the facts, then I come to a stand. Again, how can I be neutral? Even my pen has a stand. I had to make stand here. Who's right, who's wrong? There is no gray area in my cartoon.
Okay.
Right, wrong. There is a black, white. You know, there's a cartoon. So I need to make a stand. When I got my stand, then second thing is I start to make cartoon. I start to see how to make joke. To make joke, to, you know, making a joke is only come to number three.
Mm.
So, but this is how very important that the joke, the funny part, must not compromise number one and number two. Must not compromise the fact, must not compromise the stand. So sometimes I have, when I think about it, I start to sketch all the one I collect in paper. Mm. Then sometimes the joke is, yes, I got the joke, but the joke is not supporting me. So I cannot use that.
Okay.
So I need to really come and again, okay, this must stay. How do I make a joke within this, not outside this? Mm-hmm. So it's a difficult process. I tell you, very, very difficult, hard process, but I'm happy to do it. Because I think, look, after that, okay, this is concept first. It's not drawing yet. This is concept first.
Yeah.
After that, it's a concept. You say, look, okay, now I got it. Let's say I want to do about someone stealing money. Let's say, yeah. Someone stealing money. And how what is the image you want to use this? Sometimes I use animal image, sometimes I use numbers, sometimes I use the people carrying money. And that is how the process, the drawing process started, but not draw yet, but it's just a sketch.
Okay.
I was composing first, to compose this everything. Then after that, I got what I wanted to draw, only I put into paper.
Mm-hmm.
And come to process again, you know, all the colors also must support the basis. Color cannot be more dominant than the basis. So for me, I want to do this. I believe that the art, the cartoon that come from heart will reach heart. The cartoon that come from hand only reach eyes.
Mm-hmm.
So this is important. Yeah, this is important. So I want to make it very, very clear. So must be very deep drawing cartoon. It is not a good process. Sometimes it will take up to 12 hours a day.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, 12 hours to draw cartoon, just to draw cartoon, to make cartoon. But I'm very, very happy if people, you know, what made me happy as a cartoonist. I'm. When people come, thank you. People come and say to me, thank you very much because of your cartoon. Now I understand what is happening in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I need. So sometimes I cry, you know, because I got some very, 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 very deep. You know, people come really, very sincerely tell me that. Some old people come say, oh, because of your cartoon. This is something that I'm looking at.
Okay.
So at least I can contribute something to it.
Yeah, and that's important for cartoonists. You know, they also play a really huge role in sort of helping to disseminate information in different ways, informing public opinion, and, you know, also providing sort of meaningful change. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes. That's very important. Because again, you know, I mentioned earlier the powerful of this medium.
Yeah.
So this cartoon have an advantage a bit compared to other form of medium. So they have to use it, and it's very important if people can you know, the cartoonist said, the artist have to use this medium to educate, public and it's a more effective way.
Yeah, it definitely plays a role in certainly, I mean, we're seeing it all over the world, but certainly here in Malaysia's democracy, cartooning has played a huge role, you know, especially with, you know, everybody having more access to the internet. It's really very, very important. Okay. All right. Have you ever sort of found yourself censoring your own work because maybe you're worried about backlash, or, you know, you think that this, you know, you have faced censorship, obviously, and that has created roadblocks in your creative process? Has that happened to you at all?
I believe that the enemy for the cartoonists in Malaysia is not a law. The biggest enemy, yeah? A law is, yes, we have Sedition Act, we have so many acts, but that one, second enemy. The first enemy is self-censorship. So, you know, so it is dangerous when you start to think about, if I draw this, will I get arrested?
Mm.
That's a dangerous thing. So you can't do that. When you draw, you just draw what you think is right for you. Based on information you have.
Yeah.
It's not reckless. You have to really have information. And of course, you need to be careful. I'm not saying that just draw whatever you want to draw. But of course, you need to be careful and try to minimize the risk. Yeah? Try to minimize, but not compromise the one you wanted to draw.
Mm-hmm.
So I believe we shouldn't practice censorship.
Okay. All right. And all of your candor and I would say your bravery, you know, in speaking up about all the different injustices that, you know, we've seen. That's got you into a lot of trouble, Zuna. You've been detained, you've been charged, your office has been raided, your books have been banned, you were barred, I think, from traveling at some point. Yeah, you faced so many, you know, difficulties. What is it about political cartooning, you know, as a means of expression, you think that provokes such a strong reaction from the authorities?
I believe that I cannot speak on behalf of them.
Okay.
But the one based on what I understand is what I understand that information I got from the inside the government office who also do all these things to me, and I of course there are people who give information that what the government's worry is because cartoon can change the teenagers' perspective on Malaysian politics. That's what they were.
Okay.
I mean, people, adult and also mature people, they already have their political minds, which party, whatever they already have. But teenagers, they're still open. And this group, they love cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, I got a friend, 13 years old, who collects all my books. Yes, I made an effort to see her and say, do you understand? She said, yes, I understand some, maybe not all, but understand all the characters and some story.
Mm-hmm.
So this is maybe got more, I don't know, but there are few cases like that. So when teenagers, they love it, and they can understand too, because every youngsters, the teenagers in Malaysia love cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not like last time when I you know, withdraw all the scenery, withdraw all real people. Now no more. The youngsters, they draw cartoons. So they read cartoons. So I think that's what the government, based on information I know, that's what the authority very worry about that. That's why they go after me. And of course, there are several other things, we like to mention again how effective this medium, the cartoon medium, to the society. Whereas I can say that, you know, the cartoon have a very broad audience. People can get access it everywhere. You know, people love to laugh a bit now. And sometimes, also it comes a very short. You know, you need a very short time to understand the message. You know, only maybe less than 30 seconds, you can understand what is meant by that.
Yeah.
So there's an advantage. And also quite universal, where you see in my cartoon can be understood in the US, maybe they don't understand all, but they can understand what is in China, in Africa, without, because it's a visual language this medium has. And also one most the other important thing is the visual is very, you know, it's a people have a photographic mind that people can store a visual image longer than other
people. That's right.
See, I have fans that still can quote my cartoon 20 years back. Yeah, because that's
imprint.
People can understand the visual.
Yeah. Yeah,
and if it really, really effective, if really for them this is, means a lot for them, mm-hmm. they can understand it. They can still remember it. So I think this is why, again, so the authority is very worried. This is not only in Malaysia, it's all over the world, this is the trend. And that's why, for me, the artists have to use, yeah, the visual artists have to use this medium for reform.
Yeah, and you know, when you see these visuals and you're like, oh, maybe you have no knowledge of political whatever news or whatever, but you see this and it will trigger you to go and read up and to find out more and to become educated and empowered to, you know, think about, you know, who you're going to vote for, you know, and all of those sorts of things, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, all right. And I've mentioned it briefly, but, you know, like I said, you've faced so much of harassment. It wasn't just you, was it? It was also the people that you worked with. Yeah, what sorts of harassment have you and those working with you faced, you know, throughout the years?
Yeah, I think, first of all, the government banned I think 13 of my books, 13 titles, yeah. Mm-hmm. And I have 21 titles, and the rest is not banned, but it is more dangerous than banned. It was investigated under the Sedition Act. So my book is considered haram in the time. Yeah. And then, okay, for me, of course, I need to come up, you know, I need to come and draw, but again, but they start to go to the bookstore and also the printers, and they receive a warning that all these printers at that that their license will be revoked if they print my book in the future. Mm. So this so at the end I had to do illegal printing at night. You know, printers are very scared at night.
Yeah.
And because I cannot sell in the bookstore, so I need to go to online. But again, the government, you know, the police investigate the webmasters, by webmasters who are selling online, and the government demanded him to release the customer's name.
Wow.
And after that, then also my office been raided several times, and they confiscate books, confiscate original drawings, and I was arrested seven times.
Seven.
Look at different police lookup in Malaysia. And then I was also charged with 9 sedition charges, mm-hmm. the record holder in Malaysia now. And then Malaysia also travel ban. The travel ban was after I received an award in Geneva.
That's right.
By Kofi Annan, by the name of Kofi Annan.
Okay.
So there's the harassment. The type of challenge I had to face.
But despite that, you continue to make your stand. And we're just going to go for one more quick break, Zuna. But when we come back, you know, I want to talk about that film Fight Through Cartoon, which you co-directed with Mick Hu, which, you know, sort of puts all of this into visuals and lets people, you know, helps people understand all the things that you went through. I'm speaking today to Zuna, or, you know, by his full name, Zulkifli Anwar Ul Haq. We're talking about his career as a political cartoonist and why political cartoons are so important, why art is so important, you know, in the conversations about democracy. We'll have more after this quick break. You're listening to Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Juna's arrest on the 24th of September and the way they arrested him, they detained him overnight and confiscated the books, that very oppressive action did a lot of damage to Malaysia's you know, reputation overseas and in the country. It showed again the oppressive use of the Sedition Act and the Printing Presses and Publication Act. I think it again sent them, showed us why these acts one day have to go. They have to be removed, repealed. If Malaysians and are to enjoy true freedom of expression, as long as these laws are around, there'll be more Zunas, there'll be more cases like this, because these laws give the authorities too much power.
I'm happy, my cares have flown away, a new day with nothing in the way, and darling, let's dance together till morning. And you, you're so graceful, and me, a clown disgraceful, we are a perfect match, you can see.
Welcome back. This is Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs. Joining me on the line today is Zuna. He is the political cartoonist. He's faced, as we heard from Zuna himself, you know, all sorts of forms of harassment for speaking truth to power through his cartoons. You know, before these two couple of breaks, he was telling us all about his, you know, his thought process when he's creating his cartoons and, you know, all the harassment he's faced as a result of it, you know. But the message is, you know, you must use your God-given talents, you know, to help others and to promote democracy and to promote the truth. Now, can we talk a little bit about that 2014 film Fight Through Cartoon, which you co-directed with Mick Hu? Can you help describe what that film is about?
Yeah, the film called Fight Through Cartoon, the title show that I use a cartoon to fight. Mm-hmm. I use this cartoon to fight, that what I'm fighting for, I push for reform. I want this country to be reformed and go back to the country that we loved before. Malaysia used a very good country, and that's why I put in cartoon. And then all the this is the film is about challenge and harassment and philosophy. Three things, you know. First of all, I faced this challenge. When I talk about harassment, is only for the by the authority, but challenge is also by others. You know, I mean that society also very difficult for them to accept this type of cartoon. Yeah, because before I came into to the stage, yeah, cartoon, political cartoon, this is just a normal cartoon. It's a very yeah, many cartoons do about you know, social commentary about the daily life, scenes of Malaysian life, how they are life. They know very few, and I almost say no cartoonists so far do a cartoon about their political situation in Malaysia. Mm-hmm. So I, but this is the first cartoon talk about the first the film talk about this, you know, the about the challenge, and then second thing, the harassment, which is not all, not completed, because this is 2014, but it's already that type of harassment where I was arrested, and then about the book ban. And again, when I talk about fight through cartoons, means that how I overcome this. Mm-hmm. When I face it, how I overcome it. I need to overcome it. I cannot stop. I cannot stop. Again, I would like to mention that talent is not a gift. Talent is a responsibility. And when I first this challenge, again, come question. People will ask, why you want to still to continue? Why don't you draw normal cartoon? Just draw normal cartoon, you can make a living. Why you want to go hard way? Like again, my answer to this is yes. This is my responsibility as a cartoonist. When people ask a question, or I myself ask a question, which one is bigger? Fear or responsibility? Your responsibility is bigger than fear. So I need to continue. I really need to continue. So this is, and in order to continue, how I overcome it? Mm. So I overcome it. So first of all, censorship. I already mentioned earlier how to overcome censorship. And second thing, printing. How do I overcome printing? I have, you know, nobody there, no printer there to print my book after that. Yeah. Because they had to put the name of the printers.
That's right.
That's the laws, you know, that's that. But if you put the name of the printer immediately, the next day the authority will come. And nobody wants to do that. So I need to find a way. And why is the way I find it? So I say to the printer, please, you can print at night, no problem. But can you put this printed by? And I blacken the name of the printer.
Yeah.
And let's put a message to the police. If you want to know who the printer is, please enter scratch and win contest. Wait to overcome it. Yeah, I mentioned it in the movie, we have to overcome it. there's to overcome it. That's why I say fight through cartoon. I use cartoon to fight through cartoon. Mm-hmm. So this is one example. There's so many things in the movie I mentioned about that.
Yeah.
And the philosophy, I mentioned about the philosophy, how important we have a philosophy of cartooning. I don't know other cartoonists ever mentioned it, but philosophy of cartooning is very important. You are not drawing cartoon for your benefit, again, you know, for the benefit of others. That's why philosophy is very important for me to tell people who may ask a question. Again, you know, why I want to draw this type of cartoon? You know?
Yeah.
So, because I have philosophy, and it's come from this philosophy. So this is all mentioned in the short movie.
Short documentary, yes. And, you know, I mean, we're of course hoping that lots of people come and watch it again and, you know, remind themselves, you know, of what it was like. You know, it's even worse than it is now. I don't know. That's debatable, I suppose. But for someone who's coming to the film for the first time, in today's sort of political context and, you know, everything that's happening, what do you hope that they will take away from it?
The important message in this movie is about you use a creative way to push for reform or to push for something, anything you believe in. So I need to show example. I why I want to document this, I want to show that if you really want to do, there's always a way to do it. And the best way is a creative way. Mm-hmm. Because you see, all government in the world, they already advise, they have advisor, they have expert on how to overcome a demonstration, how to overcome riot or public protest. They know it. They are one step beyond us about that. Mm-hmm. But if you do creative way, they don't know. Nobody advise them how to overcome the creative things. Because creative process is very wide. So you can outwit them. So fight is about outwitting the authority. So this is I try to give this message to the Malaysian, and especially youngsters. And you see, if you do this, and there is always a way. If you give creative way, this is the most effective way to do. And of course, you have to face a risk. And again, the second point, let's come to second point. If you face a risk, you need to continue or you need to stop. Look, there are one person already show that he continued. That is me. So people say, oh, if Zulam can continue, if you have faced all this, why don't us? So this is two important messages I want people to get after watching the movie.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful documentary. It's only about, 20 over minutes, very short, but so much packed into it. You know, a really, really good watch and really funny as well. We get to see your cartoons. We get to see, why you drew things the way you did. I won't mention names or, body parts, but people can go and check it out. I guess, just before we conclude, Zunar, people can still support your work. I think one of my favorite memories after the 2018 elections was going to a bookstore and finally seeing your cartoons there. Your books were finally, I was like, wow, look at this change. But of course, you do have a website and you're continuing to draw and to write. How can people, get hold of your books? Tell us a little bit about how we can get in touch if, there's anything.
Yeah, I have an official website, www.zunar.my.
Okay.
It's where you can get access to my books. And also, I'm now planning an ebook.
Okay.
So because of the trend now, maybe it's come out soon. The e-books where you can purchase e-books.
Okay.
And also in that website, I also have a donation where you can donate to me. It's not compulsory, just if you wish to donate, please go to the website.
Okay.
And for interaction, actually, now we have social media where I'm on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok.
And so, TikTok as well. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You need to go because this
you
is
have
the
to, yes.
Visibility. No. I. This is also very, very important point. You are interjecting very important point. Because as a cartoonist, you need to really, really go with the technology. Mm-hmm. You cannot say I'm old school and maintain as old school. No, that's totally wrong.
Yeah.
You want to get youngsters talk so much about you want to change youngsters, you want to give example to youngsters, but you don't want to go to their space. This is totally not right.
Yeah.
It's like you want a teacher who want to teach youngsters, but they don't understand them what they want. So that's why I need to do this. Even though it's not, I can say it's not my thing.
Yeah.
But again, it is important for us to really, it's important for people like me to go to that. And for then, but I don't need to show my face or do dancing or no. I just show my video, my cartoon. Then it's okay. So for me, sometimes some cartoon good, a very good response in TikTok sometimes.
Yeah.
So,
And it's a great way to be on the pulse of, you know, what are our youth talking about? You know, I'm so like happy to hear that you're on TikTok. I wasn't laughing at you. I promise you that I'm really, you know, I was like, oh, great. That's how you get to, because that's where the youth are. They're not on Facebook anymore. They're on TikTok, isn't it? Yeah. So it's wonderful that, yeah, you're adopting all of these as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. And again, you know, if anybody would like to watch the short documentary Fight Through Cartoon, you can catch it on the Freedom Film Fest YouTube channel. And if you'd like to find out more about Zunar, just head to his website, zunar.my, find out how you can support. And of course, follow him on all his social media channels. I'm going to go and follow you now on TikTok. And yeah, you can keep in touch with him through there. And if you miss any part of today's interview, you can always download the podcast at bfm.my/learn, or you can find it on the BFM app. My thanks again to my guests, Zulkifli Anwar Ulhaq or Zunar. This has been Live and Learn on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Cabaran-cabaran ini adalah satu cabaran yang bagi saya tidak lihat ini sebagai cabaran. Saya lihat ini sebagai risiko. Artinya, apabila saya melangkah menjadi seorang kartunis politik dan saya tahu yang saya lawan ini adalah kerajaan yang zalim dan risikonya ini, undang-undang ini digunakan sebagai risiko dan saya bersedia melawan ini. Saya bersedia melawan ini kerana saya tidak mahu jadikan ini cabaran yang mengekang kemajuan saya. Artinya, dalam arti kata yang lain, undang-undang yang digunakan oleh kerajaan ini tidak akan dapat menghentikan saya daripada terus melukis. Tetap melukis yang sama, malah ia akan menguatkan saya. Menguatkan semangat saya untuk terus melaksanakan agenda saya, iaitu berjuang melalui kartun.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.